The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, for the Kids Clinic this week on The Hard Shoulder, we have Escape Studio and I am in Walkinstown. I am in Tony Keeley's. Listen, this is a store that is so well known to so many people. It's been quite a few years since I was here, thankfully. Touch wood, I won't be back again. But I'm here with the owner, Paul Keeley. Paul, listen, it's a real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us. We're focusing today, I guess, on one of the products, one of the big products you sell in this shop, the car seat. So this is kind of a minefield for first-time parents, isn't it?
100%. It's also the most important purchase you make because it's the one that keeps your child safe in the car. So it's essential to get it right, but it's really, really tricky just to make sure you're doing the right things and picking the right models. So I suppose the things we want to look out for when we're basically getting that car seat is to make sure, one, it fits your car. So it needs to be taken out from the shop to fit your car. Even if you have ISOFIX, you still have to get it taken out to fit in your car just to check that the angle that your child's going to be transported at is comfortable for them, that they can breathe securely and easily in the car seat, but also that the seat will fit the car and that you know how to fit the car.
Okay, so when you say breathing, because you were talking to us before we started recording as well, and you talked about maybe the tilt of the seat being too far forward. That's a kind of a danger, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, so the ISOFIX points in every person's car are slightly different, where they're positioned in the back seat of the car. So if the ISOFIX points are very low in the car, that will mean that the seat tips forward and it can have the child's head leaning forward, closing their airways, making it difficult for them to breathe.
So the danger, I guess, as well for people, or the trap they fall into, is that particularly with baby number one, it's also chaotic that, you know, they don't think of this maybe until baby has arrived and suddenly it's like, Christ, we have to bring the baby home tomorrow or the next day. How are we going to do it? I mean, do you often get that kind of gentleman often turning up in a flap saying, I need something and I need it quick?
Absolutely. We were down the Cork shop on Friday. We were just opened our new store in Dosco and we had someone come in. They'd been sent back down by the hospital because they weren't allowed to take their baby home from the hospital because the car seat they had wasn't suitable for their child. So one of the mistakes that often happens is people will buy a car seat that doesn't actually fit their child. So you had that scenario where the hospital had sent them down to us to get a car seat that would basically work for their child. So you do get the panic, but I think most parents, especially with their first child, look to get this sorted, say, somewhere between 20 to 30 weeks. But when we're on to our second or third child, we kind of feel a little bit more comfortable.
Oh, we know it all then, Paul. We know it all.
And there's very much a little bit of lastminute.com and we kind of just get to it then. And that's when a lot of the mistakes happen.
So is the ISOFIX now the most popular compared to, because I was saying to you, we didn't have the ISOFIX. We went with the seatbelt based on the car that we had at the time when the first baby was born. But I see, even looking around me, most are ISOFIX now, aren't they?
Yeah, so nearly all of this. So about 10 years ago, ISOFIX nearly became standard in cars. So once it became standard in cars, people started to use the ISOFIX car seats.
We should say what it is. There'd be people listening who haven't had kids in the last 10 years or haven't had kids yet, and they think, what is ISOFIX?
So it stands for International Standards Organization, and then FIX, which is fixing points in your car. So it's basically kind of an inch long metal bar that's basically in the back of your car seat. So if you were sitting in the back of your car, if you put your hand kind of down where your bum is and between the two parts of the seat that will open up, you should probably feel the metal bars if they're there. And what the real benefit of ISOFIX is that you don't have to use a seatbelt to install the car seat. You just attach the car seat to the metal bars in your car. So it's attached to the chassis of the car. So it's really, really effective. It's very hard to install wrong. We still do it from time to time, or we see people who have done it wrong. But it's much easier to do because you're not faffing around with a seatbelt.
So what are the mistakes when people get ISOFIX wrong? How do they get it wrong?
So there's really only two mistakes people make when they basically have ISOFIX. The first is the leg has to be on the ground. So that basically works as one of the kind of pivot points. And then the second part is that the actual ISOFIX parts of the car seat have to be attached to the ISOFIX. And quite often what we'll see is that those ISOFIX points are attached on one side, but not on the other side.
Okay. Okay. So like you're kind of three-legged stool, only it's two of the legs are touching the ground.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay.
You're explaining it better than I am.
The seatbelt, for those who are still, maybe somebody's driving a vintage car or something like that, and they're buying the seatbelt version, that is a bit trickier. There's a bit more pulling and dragging and trying to get seatbelts tight and things, isn't there?
Yeah, so if you go back about 10 years ago, 4 out of 5 children's car seats were installed wrong.
Okay. Wow.
So ballpark now, it's about 3 out of 5. So because we're using Icefix, more people are doing it right.
But it's still 3 out of 5.
It's still 3 out of wow. 5. So more of us are doing it wrong than doing it right. So that's where the worry is. And look, it's not our baby's job to strap this car seat in right. It's our job as parents. And I suppose me as a retailer, it's my job as a retailer to educate you guys as parents. But we have to make sure that we're installing this car seat right to keep our child safe in the car.
And how often then, or what's the process when people come in? Because we've got in front of me, people can't see this, there's an old Renault Megane soft top. The top is gone, the windscreen is gone, one of the doors is gone, one of the chairs is gone. It's basically a prop to allow people to have a go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is the process then? Somebody comes in, right, Paul, we've got a baby on the way, I need a seat.
So for us, actually, this Renault Megane is a prop to keep the older child happy. So we can take your...
That's like a playground.
Yeah, exactly, a playground. So we can take the car seat that we're looking at for the child out to your car.
I see.
To check it in your car to make sure it fits safely in your car. Because as we're saying, that the Icefix points might be in the wrong position, or the seatbelt buckles, or we just have to check the car, and we want you then as the parent to make sure that you can install it in the car properly yourself. Because there's no point, I know I can do it right, but I need to make sure that you can do it right to keep your baby safe.
It's one of those things, isn't it, that when you can't get it right, I mean, it falls into that category of things that I can't describe how infuriating it is. You kind of break out in a sweat, you're red, you're getting angry, irrational disagreements with everybody around you. Just leave me alone, I'm trying to put in this bloody car seat.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I think it falls into two camps. So there is the camp that you've said, the people who actually know they're doing it wrong and are faffing around trying to get it right. And to be fair with the car seats now, there are better instructions on the side of them to help people know how to install it properly. But the other camp is people who actually think they're doing it right and aren't. And the reality is more people are doing this wrong than are doing it right. So I think most people fall into the category of, I thought I had done it right, but I haven't. So for example, a lot of people will use, or when you get to an older child, so a 5 or 6 year old, they're actually strapping themselves into what's called a high back booster seat.
Yeah.
But if you have another car seat beside them that is, say, one that was belted in, quite often the older child will unbutton the other car seat, not on purpose, but they're unbuttoning because they're trying to unbutton themselves.
Sometimes on purpose.
Well, yeah, if they like their brother or sister. But we don't often know that we're making that mistake.
Yeah.
So we, as the parent, have to check, so just make sure maybe every couple of days that actually the car seat's belted in properly.
You know, people would kind of try and rewire their whole house based on YouTube videos now. How often do you get people in that say, oh no, I've watched someone do this on YouTube. That's where I've taken my instruction from.
Yeah, so we do get it a lot. And to be fair, we're probably part of the problem in that scenario. So we actually, when someone buys a car seat, we send out a video installation of how to do it. But that's more so they have it as a kind of a memory is the wrong word, but they have it.
They can refer to a video that kind of echo what you told them in the store.
But we've actually, our process here would be to take the car seat out to the car, check it fits the car properly. Then when the customer decides, okay, this is the seat they're going to buy, we get them to go out and we get them to install it in the car with us kind of supervising it.
It's like a test.
And we make that point, and this is like a test, because, you know, and a lot of customers don't want to do it because they're embarrassed they're making a mistake. And we're saying, hang on, isn't it great that you make a mistake here with someone who wants to keep your child safe rather than you taking your baby home and actually just doing it wrong and not knowing you've done it wrong?
That 3 out of 5 figure, that kind of surprises me. It's still that high. So I guess the advice then to people is to get somebody who knows how to do it to show you how to do it, and then do it yourself with them watching.
100%. The Road Safety Authority also have kind of a list on their website of basically car seat stores that basically should fit the car seat in the car for you. But I would say either go to the Road Safety Authority. If you've got a car seat and you're not sure, come down to us. If you've got a car seat, you're not sure, go to your store and just ask them to check. It shouldn't be an issue for a retailer to check for you. They will want you in their store.
And before we kind of wrap things up, in terms of kind of the optional extras that people tend to go for, say they're coming in for the first child and we've got mirrors here, and I remember them as well from my car, that your wing mirror, your rear view mirror is looking at another mirror that's looking at the baby. That's obviously popular. What else do people go for?
To be fair, the mirror is the really big thing. Some people will get car seat protectors to prevent the leather in the car getting scuffed or something like that.
But the dog has ruined that part. Don't worry about it.
But no, the mirror is the big one for me. So we would try to keep children rearward facing for as long as possible. They're five times safer rearward facing. A 2.5-year-old is five times safer rearward facing than forward facing. So we want to keep kids rearward facing for as long as possible. So a mirror to make it easy for your child to see you, for you to see your child, to see when they're kicking off, why they're kicking off. That's so much safer than you kind of looking behind you and then not looking in the road. So it's trying to kind of prevent, you know, the crash happening.
I've seen some people with cameras, like setting up a camera in the back of the car. Yeah. It seems a bit excessive. The mirror does the job. I mean, do you sell many of them?
We don't sell them at all. I'm going to agree. I think it's a little bit overkill. But look, whatever works. If you can get a scenario that you're more comfortable looking at a camera to make sure your to understand why your child is crying, that's great. It's just keep looking forward in the car so you're looking where you're going.
Well, listen, we'll let you back to work because there's quite a few customers in the store. They've got that lovely combination of kind of excited but still kind of rabbit in the headlights about them, which would suggest baby number one is on the way, I think, for them. Paul Keighley, Paul, it's been a real, real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks very much.
The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.